This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. You probably know Michael Shannon as that great actor with the unmistakable face who is really good at playing sinister.
You're wrong! It is a battle against the devil himself! I have seen him abroad in the daylight and the night, and by God, I will force him out! What? Is Mr. Lin in charge?
Oh. Is Mr. Lin president of the United States?
Let me tell you something, boys. I am a cop.
And his General Zod in the new Superman reboot Man of Steel probably isn't going to change that impression much.
For some time, your world has sheltered one of my citizens. I request that you return this individual to my custody.
But, in fact, Michael Shannon is a lot more than just a really good angry guy. He can play sympathetic, he can play funny, and he is now, in fact, an internet comedy sensation, which we'll talk more about later. Michael Shannon, welcome to Studio 360.
Thanks for having me.
What?
Just kidding.
Actually, your voice is a lot more Chicago than I anticipated. You grew up, I read, in Kentucky and then did a lot of theater in Chicago, but you sound like a Chicago guy.
Yeah, my father moved to Chicago when I was 5 years old, and I started going up for summer break, Christmas, all that kind of stuff. And then when I was in high school, I spent a couple of years going to school up there, and then I started doing plays up there when I was 16. So I spent most of my 20s in Chicago and a good deal of my 30s there.
So you started in the theater in America's new great theatrical city of Chicago, and then did a bunch of small roles in big movies, and then these big roles in small movies, and now General Zod in Man of Steel. Is arriving in the big summer blockbuster feel good, and this is the right time to do that?
Well, June is usually a fun month. You know, it's the first month of summer. Get to go swimming. It's when my daughter's birthday is. So
yeah, I'm talking about your life more than June.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. In the context of my life.
Yeah.
It's kind of a hard thing to say whether I'm ready for it or not. I mean, the whole thing is so gigantic and overwhelming. I mean, just when I went to see the movie for the first time, it kind of paralyzed me. It was just so overwhelming. And, I don't take a huge amount of credit for it. I think Zach is the mastermind behind it and DJ, the visual effects. I mean, the amount of work they did after we were all done shooting is really what makes the movie so incredible, I think. But
is it like you were doing a different thing since you're in front of green screens and blue screens and all that stuff?
There's a lot of times when, like, our spaceship was a set of green stairs. And I would walk down the green stairs, and then I'd go look at the monitor and look at the shot and think, man, that looks really weird and kind of silly. And Zach's like, yeah, but, you know, 2 years from now, it's going to look incredible. And, you know, he's right. You know, they did the work. But, yeah, I don't know. What's it going to do to my life? I've had little inklings of it along the way. You know, when I was in 8 Mile, Bad Boys 2 was quite a popular film.
Boardwalk Empire.
So it's kind of like I've been easing into it, I guess.
Right.
Wading into the super stardom.
Has it gotten annoying?
It's only annoying when people, like, yell at you. When people go, like, hey! Like, from across the street, they're like, hey, come over here! You're in that! You're in the thing! I've seen you! Get over here! That's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. At least you don't have a catchphrase they can repeat to you 100 times a day.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is like, everybody wants to know, do I say Neil before Zod? Am I going to say Neil before Zod? They want me to say Neil before Zod.
Neil before Zod!
Okay, I'll do it. Neil before Zod.
In the cartoon spinoff of Lil Zod, yeah. I think we can use that.
Neil before Zod.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Was doing that thing in this weird new way, unlike other acting jobs you've done, fun? And would you like to do it again, or is that enough?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of factors or different components to that. I mean, A, there's the whole experience of working with Zack Snyder, which
who's the director?
Was, yes, which was an incredible experience. I would work with him anytime, anywhere.
You compared him to Martin Scorsese, I saw in an interview. What does that mean?
Just in terms of the attention they pay to the visual aspect of what they're doing and the composition, and they create the paintings, you know, as they're working. It's not every molecule of every frame is taken into consideration. I mean, Zack spends months and months before he even starts shooting, painting, rendering, drawing. That's literally how he finds his way into a project is through drawing, doing storyboards. And I felt like obviously their styles are incredibly different, but the fastidiousness of how they approach the visuals I found similar. That's why I said that.
You've played eccentrics in the past. Was playing this?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
Really, you haven't?
No, I haven't.
Okay, good. I retract that. But Zod is this genocidal alien. We make fun, but you have to take that seriously, right?
Well, he's a general. I took that very seriously. I took the fact that he was a general very seriously. I mean, it's an awesome title, general. And when I say awesome, I don't mean like cool. I mean
right,
like,
awe-inspiring.
Yes. I mean, I've played some sergeant and a lieutenant. But a general is it's another thing altogether. And as far as I can tell, he's general of the entire civilization. It's not
right.
Like there's General Tonto or General
right.
Richard. You know,
it's like General Francisco Franco of Krypton.
Yeah, he runs the whole show. And he's just trying to do his job, you know.
No matter how violent, every action I take is for the greater good of my people.
Did you read Superman as a kid?
No, I didn't. I wasn't really into comic books. I had these two cousins that lived out in the boonies, and they had boxes and boxes of comic books, but I didn't have any myself. But when I would go visit them, because my grandma lived out there too, and I would kind of. They'd show me, they're like, look at this one and look at that one. I'd be like, yeah, that's great.
As a kid, was there a thing that made you think, this acting, I can do that?
Well, you know, it all started with Garrison Keillor. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah. They had this thing called Speech Team, which wasn't really like doing a play, but you could do little scenes, or little monologues, speeches, you know, that kind of thing. And they gave me a speech from Lake Wobegon Days.
Huh.
It was called Booger Days. It was about, I don't know, Garrison going to grammar school, I think. And that was my first monologue. And I never actually got to compete with it. I was an alternate. But I practiced it alone in my bedroom for hours. And that's when I caught the bug. In terms of thinking, I'm a dominant force in this industry, that hasn't really happened yet.
Well, you're on the verge, maybe, of being a dominant force in the industry now. In Man of Steel and other things you've done, you can do unhinged antagonism really well. I want to play a clip from a few years ago of your terrific performance in Take Shelter. Your character keeps seeing visions of the apocalypse, and everybody around him just thinks he's going bananas.
Well, listen up. There is a storm coming like nothing you have ever seen, and not a one of you is prepared for it.
So as you do a role like that and a scene like that, is that a way you have been, you are ever in real life, or is this simply a thing you can perform well?
Well, gee, I don't know. Is that particular clip that you just played something that comes from inside of me? Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It's not something that I'm faking.
Right.
It's not something like I'm putting on a show. it's something, you know, because I honestly feel very concerned about the world right now. I think it's very volatile. And honestly, I don't see how much longer it can possibly survive. So, yeah, so I do have within me the capacity to get upset about the state of the world.
The director of that movie, Jeff Nichols, you've worked with again and again, most recently on the lovely movie Mud.
I didn't scream in Mud. Well, is that why you're not playing any clips from it?
It's the producer's choice. I have nothing to do with this.
All right.
When you...
Mud, come here! Mud! Where are you, Mud?
There you go.
Pearl Harbor! No! Groundhog Day!
You have had this big year with Mud and the Iceman and Man of Steel. And then there was this thing that got tremendous amounts of attention online, this insanely vulgar and hilarious letter that a real sorority girl in Maryland had emailed to her sorority sisters, was circulating on the web. And then Funny or Die got you to read it, and it got millions of views. I'm going to play a clip of that.
Cool.
If you were one of the people that have told me, oh no, boo-hoo, I can't talk to a boy, I'm too sober, then I pity you. Because I don't know how you got this far in life, and with that in mind, don't show up. Unless you're going to stop being a goddamn block for our chapter. Seriously, I swear to God, if I see anyone being a goddamn boner at tonight's event, I will tell you to leave.
Now, again, that was a real email sent by a real sorority girl, and that what a brilliant conception to have you do that.
I didn't know anything about it. I'm not a real social media kind of guy. I kind of try and stay away from that. So I got there, and then the letter was all written out on cue cards, and I just gave it a – man, how many times? We did it 7 times. And, you know, I had no idea what the hell she was talking about.
You were
about,
just trusting your people that this would be funny and wonderful?
I had fun doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, obviously, if you look at my resume, I'm kind of game for anything, you know.
Do you think in a career management way, oh, I've got to do this now to show people I can do this other thing, I can do this other thing?
I didn't think that for a long time. But I'm starting to get to the point where I might give in. I might start making decisions based on trying to change the way that I'm perceived. Does that make me a weak person?
No. No. It makes
because
you
at a certain point,
trying
it's
to
like,
create a sustainable career.
Well, I mean, the thing is like, it'd probably be actually easier for me to just keep playing the same part over and over again. But I like variety.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying. I'm gonna do some things that really surprise people. I signed on for the new Smurfs movie. I wasn't supposed to say anything, but I'm gonna be Papa Smurf in the next Smurfs movie.
I'm not sure I believe you.
You don't get to question me on air.
No,
I'm a bunch of total strangers. Who are you to question me?
I read that you were once up, seriously up for the lead role in a romantic comedy by a.
I was,
Director.
No, that's a totally true, serious story. But I lost out to somebody who does nothing but romantic comedy.
What was the movie?
Jesus, I can't say that.
No?
I'd get in so much trouble if I said that. I'm already in trouble about the Smurfs thing. I don't need more heat.
Okay. I'd like to see you as Papa Smurf.
Or maybe like a Smurf version of Zod.
Michael Shannon. It has been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Kurt.
Michael Shannon plays General Zod in Man of Steel, which is out right now. And you can find out what he's been reading, watching, and listening to by checking out his 3 for 360 at studio360.org.
Simple as can be. La, 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 la. Sing a happy song.